This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When last we checked in with government statisticians, they thought the economy grew at an annual rate of 1.7%. Today, a surprisingly strong revision upward. Now, gross domestic product grew at 2.5% April to June, which helps build the argument that the Federal Reserve will ratchet back on its stimulus program. On Thursdays, we like to check in with Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
So how do you account for government statisticians revising upward GDP in the spring?
Well, certainly upward revisions to GDP are always welcome, especially from an already anemic pace of 1.7% up to 2.5%. Much of it was because exports were stronger, imports were weaker. Unfortunately, it looks like those weaker imports ended up in inventories. And the bad news is we got to work those inventories off. If they're in inventories, they weren't sold. So it doesn't set the stage for as good a growth in the third quarter over the summer months. But, you know, we always welcome upward revisions to growth.
Today's growth figure is from the Pleistocene era, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, spring into summer of 2013. But a lot of people are concerned with what's happening right now. What's your view?
Certainly things have gotten much more dicey than they thought they would be at this stage of the game. The run-up in interest rates, mortgage rates in particular, have already taken a toll on the housing market, and that is a major driver on growth in the first half of the year, and that's something we really want to regain ground on. So going forward, what we're worried about is not only higher interest rates, uncertainty about what might unfold in the Middle East, and more importantly, also policy. We've got a lot of things happening. The debt ceiling showdown all over in the front pages again. Looks like we're going to see another showdown with that, which means more government spending cuts. Many people welcome that, but if they're indiscriminate, they're not exactly prioritizing where we need to focus, where the cuts need to be.
Economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.